When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2921. I'm your host, Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to Tuesday at noon today. I do career coach office hours on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn. On YouTube, look for Career Coach Office Hours and the date. Same thing on LinkedIn. And on Facebook, go to the Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter page, and you'll find it there. Now, I thought I'd bring out one more show from my antiquities. And this is the first live stream I ever did. And to give you an idea how old it was a Google Hangout. Although I edit out the part where I talk about giving me a plus one because I knew it was going to wind up on Google Plus, it gives you an idea how old this show is, but the idea is still good. And that's the notion of, you know, avoiding the applicant tracking system, avoiding the ATS. Hope you find this helpful. Please share it on LinkedIn and elsewhere. It will help other people. Also reminding you, jobsearch.community. I've got free stuff on the homepage and a lot more at the site as well, plus me helping you directly. And I'll be back in just one moment. Today's show is going to be about applicant tracking systems. Because frankly, I'd love to start a revolution that breaks these things. Here's my problem with them. I suspect it's your problem too, but this is what my opinion is. Applicant tracking systems are employer manifestations of how horrible it is to work there. We live at a time where we like to think of ourselves as individuals, or we try to accomplish good things in our work and good things in our lives. And applicant tracking systems are a throwback to the Industrial Revolution and factory life. You have to fit that box, that real square box. And unless you fit that real square box, you're never going to get an interview. And the result winds up being you spend an inordinate amount of time filling out these forms that do nothing to help you. Now, I understand from an employer's perspective why they use these things. They have to report to the U.S. government. That is, if you're in the United States, of course. I don't know if it's true in other countries, but in the U.S., you know, there's a reporting requirement to ensure that they're not participating in discrimination. So I understand that part of it. And I also understand the filtering element of it, because frankly, I'm bombarded to the point where I often feel assaulted by resumes that in no way, shape, or form fit the requirements. So I'll give you an example. On Monday morning of this week, I walked in to about 275 resumes. I asked people in my emails to only, if they're qualified, interested, and available to apply for a position. And you know what I got out of those 250-some-odd resumes? Two people. Two resumes that demonstrated a fit. Now, two is great. Most of the time, I get a lot fewer than that. And it's horrible. All day long, I'm reading spam from job applicants. Now, there are some employers that are getting thousands of resumes a day, and they need help. So I understand using some of the decision support tools that are built into the applicant tracking software in order to weed out inappropriate people, like the lifeguard who applied for the business analyst job this weekend, or the Purdue chicken plucker who applied for a Java developer position, and nowhere on that resume did it indicate they'd even taken one class that would allow them to be vaguely qualified to do that job. So job hunters have really brought this on themselves. Now, my encouragement to you is never, ever, ever apply for a position using an applicant tracking system. Why? Well, frankly, these are horrible expressions that corporations inflict on you. I filled out one earlier today just to get a feel for it. So I used a blanked out resume that someone had sent to me, put a bunch of X's through it to see what the system would do, because I check these things from time to time. I have some clients that like to use them. I try and talk them out of it. Certainly, I've talked them out of it in the context of having my applicants complete these forms. So, you know, here's what it did. Yes, it parsed information from the person's resume into certain fields. It was good in that regard. Where it was not good was it did a bad job of parsing. You know, education in particular. Completely wrong. It got one degree correct. It got a person who was pursuing a master's as having one. Coursework that they had taken that had nothing to do with the certification was put into different fields that had to get removed. Then there's a lot of private information that I treated as being private for this individual. This mythical person. And you know, when all is said and done, I spent about 15 minutes filling out a form that, you know, did nothing for me. You know, as a job hunter, you know statistically how few of these things you're going to get a response from. And all day long, all evening long, people fill these things out. Now, if you're a user of Taleo, for example, T-A-L-E-O, it will take one form and input it into their system. So what? You know, ultimately, you want to have tailored resumes input into systems and not one generic resume. If you use one generic resume, it's like the broken watch that's right twice a day. And it's going to be right a couple of times, but most of the time, you're going into, here it comes, the black hole. You know, that place where you never get responses. So I always encourage people when they're looking for work, never, ever apply for a job using an applicant tracking system. What those things really demonstrate is how worthless employees will be once they're on board, how they're going to be made to fit into that box. Here it is again, the box. You know, you're going to be in the cube. In your box. Let's see if that fits. That's a little bit better. Fit the box. And you're going to have to conform to rules. And your individuality and creativity and your ideas are not going to be particularly well respected. My encouragement to you, instead of applying for jobs using applicant tracking systems, is to try and find the hiring manager. If you don't know a hiring manager at that firm, which I don't really expect you to do, what you do is you get onto LinkedIn, you do Google searches, you find people within the organization, reach out to them and say, I saw a position with your firm for such and such. I don't want to contact the HR organization because, frankly, all they're going to have me do is go back to that awful applicant tracking system and complete a form. It's going to get parsed and never seen by anyone ever again. Could you point me towards someone who's either the hiring manager or might get me closer to this manager so that I might be able to speak with them directly or submit a resume to them directly rather than through the system? You won't believe how many people will help you. I know in my work, I find that all the time. People are very willing to be helpful in order to help someone help them. So, again, my encouragement is always reach out to hiring managers. If LinkedIn isn't your best avenue because your network is real small, use Google. You know, do a search on Google by company name. If it's a long name, put it in quotes. Put manager, put the technology in. If you're in IT, put the keywords in. If you're in whatever field you're in, and see what pops up. But never, ever apply for a position using the applicant tracking system.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a couple of ways I can help you even more. First of all, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to or watch the show. I like knowing I'm helping some people. Also, join me at jobsearch.community. Now, whether you become an insider or not, there's a lot of stuff on the homepage to help you. Books, guides, video courses, videos, some good stuff to help you. And if you become an insider, you get access to all my video courses, books, and guides, and you can ask me questions, and I log in daily to respond to everyone. If you become an Insider Plus member, all the same stuff I've mentioned to you before, plus you can get me on a Zoom call to answer your questions more immediately. And if you're interested in one-on-one or group coaching, become an Insider Premium member. There's a lot there that we'll work on to help you land your next job. And you get all the other content as well. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.